Wake up call on WTLS, Score 94 and Hit 106. And we've got the new head football coach and athletic director here in the studio, L.A. O'Neill. We also have Dr. Brock Nolan, superintendent of the Tattlesee City Schools, and THS principal, Drew Glass, as well. Appreciate y'all all coming in today. It's good to see you. And welcome aboard to Tattlesee High School, Coach O'Neill.
Appreciate it, Mike.
Appreciate you coming down. And you've already gotten yourself in purple and gold today. I like what you're wearing.
Yeah. You know, I kind of envisioned it coming. Just had to wait till it was board approved. So one of the first gifts my wife got me was this top, because she know I'm particular about what I put on.
Well, I know last night, Drew, you gave him some Tattlesee garb there. Yeah.
Gave him a couple of THS polos and a hat and a visor and get him ready, because we're excited about this move right here.
I know you are. Dr. Nolan approved last night. It's just, now official. The board, as we said, made it a sure thing. Talk about that process. Obviously, we have had 12 years with a head football coach, and we haven't been through this in a while. It's a good thing to have, not to have to go through this often, but I know there were a lot of quality candidates for this position.
Continuity is imperative to a good program. I mean, just look at what Alabama's going through right now with Saban. You know, he's been there, 17 years?
Yeah.
So, continuity to any program, regardless if it's football or anything else, continuity is great. But, you know, we had a good coach, and it was just time to make a change. And we had a good applicant pool. I think we had 81 applicants. And, you know, Coach O'Neill rose to the top through a committee process. Committee was selected. A committee went through the applications. They brought the top two to myself and Mr. Glass. We interviewed the top two, and Coach O'Neill was the guy that we tapped. So,
what separated L.A. from the rest of the field, and obviously a good pool of great candidates?
Well, I think I'd never met L.A. until he walked to my office. If I saw him in a picture, I couldn't have picked him out. However, I talked to my mother-in-law about him, as in, tell me about this young man named L.A. O'Neill. She taught him in sixth grade. And my mother-in-law is very animated. You can ask L.A. She said, oh, he's so smart and so sweet. And I'm like, okay, well, if my mom-in-law thinks he's all right, well, all that aside, whenever I looked at his resume, the things he's done at Tuskegee, at Booker T. Washington the last couple of years, taking that program, traditionally been a losing program, and just flipping the script on it, that really brought my attention to this young man. His connections within the community, both sides of the river, I'll go and put it that way, that's going to help our program tremendously. And not only that, he's been a figure in the community prior to taking on his head coaching jobs. And so he's served as a minister and helped youth development and those kind of things in our community. They're just really things that stood out to me about him.
I'll ask you, Coach, I know you and I have known each other for a while, and that's really where we kind of got to know each other, some of those things that Dr. Nolan just referenced. Your work in the community, it was outside of football. So you've been over in Wall Street with the center there and helping youth in the community.
Yeah, you know, we started out with our relationship just broadcasting our Christmas program for the kids and for the elderly in the community. Unfortunately, we had to stop doing it because of COVID. But we're looking to start that back up. But it's been a good thing. It's been just a passion of mine, just to be out there, be in front, helping out kids and helping out the elderly.
Go back over your background. Another thing that I was able to do, lucky enough that we got to call Real Town State Championship back in 2001 when your dad was coaching the team and you were a quarterback and a multi-purpose player on that team. You've got coaching in the blood, obviously. Jackie, your dad, a Hall of Fame coach. Talk about that upbringing.
It was a blessing, you know, to be able to not only play for my father, but to be the one that was the quarterback of the state championship football team, to give him his first state championship, because he had been there in 92 with my brother. He'd been there in 91 with my brother, and then 92 with my cousin. And then in that 2000 team, we got to the state championship and came up short to a good Hazelwood team. And then came back that 2001 squad and won it for him. It was just a blessing to win it for him. And then to leave there and go play college ball and have him come watch me play and go into the military and then come back and just have the opportunity to coach with him at the tail end of his career. I don't take any of it lightly, because it's time that I can't get back. It's time well spent, and it's time that that I appreciate God just allowing me to spend time with my father.
Can you imagine that you would be the Tattlesee head football coach being a Real Town guy? I mean, that's where you came up.
You know, I never expected to get this phone call. Just just from being a real town guy. But I knew that if the phone call would come, then God would have equipped me to be ready to take the position if it was for me. So about 5 years ago, when I was on Patrick Brownie's staff, he brought up Tallahassee as being a place that you could win at a high level, a place that you could build. And when we talked about it, and we talked about just all the resources that was here and the kids that was here and just the geographical location of Tallahassee, it was an intriguing spot. But it just took me going through Tuskegee, doing the work down in Tuskegee. And I didn't think Tallahassee would ever move on from Coach Battles because I thought he had done a great job. But the timing just seemed right. And when I got the phone call, it was a no-brainer.
Yeah, you were on a staff. You mentioned Patrick Browning at Pike Row that won a state championship. You took winning and brought it back to Booker T. We bring up Real Town. Is that something you'd like to see down the road? I know it's not on the schedule for the next few years, but is that something that you would like to see come back, that rivalry in football at least?
Yeah, I noticed that it wasn't on the schedule. I thought it was a thing that was going to be an ongoing thing. But I would love to see it come back down the road. If not as soon as possible, but within the next 2 years when we realign again.
How tough was it to leave a place where you had built it up to where it was and be, you know, 4A Coach of the Year last year at BTW?
It was extremely tough because we was right there. We was right there on the precipice of playing for a state championship. And, you know, we was 28 points from being in the state championship game. Yep. And having the opportunity to really win it, because when we looked at it, whoever came out of the South, we had a good idea that they was going to win it all. Because the North just had a couple of teams in the North, but they wasn't battle-tested like the South was. But it's extremely hard because I had a great group of kids, had invested a lot in their lives. You know, we spent a lot of time together. And you grow to love them. You grow to really care for them, and you want to see them pass graduation.
You will face them on the other sideline this next season because they're in the same region as Tallahassee. Talk about that.
It's going to be an emotional game because these are kids that I didn't spend a lot of time with because they bought into our philosophy of putting in the work. So we spent all spring, summer, and winter together, not to speak about the fall. So just to see those guys and to see the trajectory of their career and to be on the other sideline, it's going to be emotional, but without a doubt, we're going to win the game.
I like that. You took a program that had never won a playoff game, won in your second year, got the postseason, won a first-round playoff game, went to the semis this past year. You know, Tallahassee has had some success. Obviously, we're a little down this year for sure, but what do you think breeds that success? What does it take to get back to that championship level?
You know, we talk about the weight room. The weight room builds confidence. So anytime you're in the weight room and you're moving those plates, moving that metal, and you start to get a little bit of confidence. And then we talk about just practice. Practice on the field, that's where you build your competence at. So we pair those two, the confidence and the competence, and then we just get the kids to believe that you can do it, believe that you belong to be on this stage, believe that you can make that tackle, that you can make that play. And once you do all of that and you don't cheat the work, you don't cheat the process, then you can win at a high level.
You know, we've seen some things here at Tallahassee that have been departures from some players that have gone elsewhere. Recruiting, you have to admit, son, there's been some recruiting out there. What does it take to keep these guys here? You talked about how you thought you and Coach Browning, when y'all were talking, this is a special place, can be a place where you can win at a high level. What does it take to keep guys here that want to stay here?
So we just want to make the greatest atmosphere for high school football here at Tallahassee. And we got everything that we need to do it. We can add a couple of things here down the road, but we got everything right here in Tallahassee to make this the greatest high school experience to play football for any student athlete. So the only thing we got to do is just show them love, you know, show kids that you care about them. My mentor say, don't nobody care how much you know until they know how much you care. So just show the kids that we care about them. And when you get them to know that you care about them, they'll run through a brick wall for you.
You, this next few weeks, will be getting in and getting yourself kind of situated. What is the plan? What is the schedule? We got, before you know it, spring football practice coming around.
So we hitting the ground running. I'm a workaholic. I'm always working. So we hitting the ground running. I'll be somewhere in the school today. I'm going up to weights this morning. Just to see, put eyes on the guys, to see how they work, talk to them. And then we got to hit the hallways. That's where you do your recruiting. You do your recruiting in the hallways, because there's a lot of guys that walk through those hallways that should be playing ball, but they're not playing ball. So you get those guys out there, get them to buy into your system, and then you build with the guys you got, and you build a family unit. Everybody wants to be a part of a family. So when you build that family unit, then you got something special. The schedule, I don't really know what the schedule holds as going out with the community and all that, but I know we got a meet and greet next Monday, and then I'm going to meet with the team, and then we're working. We finna start working.
Where's the meet and greet going to be? I know that's something for the whole community to come out for.
We're going to hold the meet and greet at the field house at the stadium, starting at 5:30. Just come in, meet and greet, and then about 6 o'clock he will address the parents that are in attendance. And, you know, it's just one of those things we want to have and get some excitement for the kids. Have kids come meet the coach. Let's find it. Let's get it going. Let's put the excitement back with the program.
Do you plan to do a spring football game? Is that something you would like to get in place?
Yes, sir. Just got to get it approved. We already got something scheduled. We just got to get it approved. I looked at the schedule, the graduation schedule. So we're looking at probably playing Wetumpka here in Tallahassee on the 17th of May.
Okay. That's obviously a familiar foe right there. We wish you all the best. One thing I'll mention, because Dr. Nolden, you brought this up last night, is there's some changes coming to J.E. Hottebrand Stadium with some prescription turf, but will not be this next season, but the year after. The plan is to put down a new surface. I know that excites Coach O'Neill, I'm sure.
Yeah, the county commission is going to put some of the tax that they collect into our community, just like they built 17 Springs in Millbrook, and so they wanted to share that with the other communities in Elmore County. And so they put together a master plan, a four-part plan, and number one is to establish a artificial playing surface at J.E. Hottebrand Stadium and also the practice field along with that. Priority number two would be a new rec center. Mayor Hill's been working on that with them. Priority three would be a track, possibly at the TES location, and priority four would be some more walking trails. And so, like I said, they're looking to put $10 million in our community. And we're looking forward to that. We're really appreciative that they're willing to share some of that tax revenue with us and just build our community.
Is that going to happen for sure? Is that something you feel very confident
with? Our last meeting, my confidence level rose tremendously in our last meeting that I had with them, because they talked about doing a bond issue and getting contract documents prepared. And so I'll know more as we progress, but the way they have it teed up right now is possibly starting at the end of the fall football season and then getting in there, tearing that up, leveling everything out, get everything installed. And so I'm looking forward to it.
How much does a new turf cost?
The last price I got was $750,000, but that was like 2019. So I'm going to say twice that.
Maybe.
Yeah, probably so.
Yeah. But it gives you the freedom of not having to worry about maintenance, right?
The huge benefit of it is really the playing surface stays as it is, and you can use it for multiple practices because, I mean, we have to use our football field for soccer, for football, band practice on there sometimes. We got a flag football team being fielded this year with young ladies, and so
do we have a coach for that yet?
Pat Love.
Yep.
He's willing to take it on and turn these young women walking the halls into state champions. That's what I'll expect out of any coach.
Right.
So, the real big thing is the practice field also is going to get established in that turf. And so we'll have multiple services that can be utilized simultaneously. And so if the football team wants to practice there and the girl flag team wants to practice on the other field or vice versa. So it's going to be a good thing for us.
And you got a track that's potentially going elementary school?
Yeah, priority three is a track, and it's right there. It would fit with just a small amount of grading on the north side of the existing playground area. You know, we have an asphalt track there now, but I've seen the overlays, and just a little bit of work, the ground's already prepped, and so.
Would that become the track use for the team, the high school team? That's what we do, because we don't have a facility now, do we?
Yeah, it would be a track that we could our number one, we have tons of track athletes. We have over 100 kids that participate in track. So they would actually have a facility to practice at after school. Obviously, it would be multi-use that the children at the elementary school would utilize it during the day for their stuff. And there would be a full soccer field inside of the middle of it right there, so they could utilize that during the day. So it would be a win for our community.
Would it be something where you could host meets finally or no?
Well,
you don't have seating there.
Yeah, you'd have to have seating there. We hadn't got that far in the programming that size.
Now, you said priority one, two, three, four. So, is there a full scale for all of these things, one being a rec center and a splash pad potentially next to the facility. Yeah, the would that center. Be would the, is one going to happen? They're all happening or whatever. How does that work out?
Well, I guess in a confidence level from 1 to 10, I'm probably about a 7 on the turf right now, almost an 8. I have a good feeling about the rec center being pushed forward. The main thing, and I don't want to speak for the mayor, but they got to create a space for the city shop to move, because that's the space where the new rec center would actually be on the drawing.
Yeah.
And during our meeting, they mentioned that the current rec center could still be utilized while the other one's being built. So we wouldn't be without a rec center for a year and a half build. And so that's kind of what we're looking at.
Okay. And we'll know more here soon,
we'll know
I'm
more.
Sure.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. Whenever they actually do the bond issue, that confidence rating will go up to a 10.
Yeah.
So
yeah. I hope so. Yeah. You're not just the head football coach, but you're the athletic director. And we bring up things like track and other sports. How important is that to you as well?
Well, you know, track and football go hand in hand with me. That's part of our winter conditioning is track. Just being able to support all the sports, you know, from track, basketball, baseball, you know, Tallis is traditionally a baseball powerhouse, softball, any sport that we have. I don't know if we have a golf team. I haven't
they
researched.
Do.
So golf, tennis, bowling. So any sport that we got, just being able to support it, make sure that it's financially sound, make sure that they got everything that they need. That's just the goal. The goal is for this to be the best place for a student athlete to be in the near future and going forward.
Sounds good to me. We appreciate y'all coming down today. Good luck with things in the next few weeks. We look forward to talking to you a whole lot more. Coach
yes,
O'Neill,
sir.
Thank you for coming down and appreciate
you
all you're doing. Congratulations again on the position. New football coach here at Tallahassee High School, L.A. O'Neill. Drew Glass here, principal THS, and, of course, Dr. Brock Nolan, superintendent of Tallahassee City Schools. Thank y'all. We'll talk soon.
Yes, sir.
All right, more coming up. Wake up call, WTLS, Score 94, and Hit 106.